98 FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size with Cooper and Luke.
Luke, come on in, sure. You know, do the podcast and sit yourself down and...
Hey, how's it going?
And you're still sick.
Apologies in advance if you're listening to this and you don't like to send sick people. This is life, people.
What are you doing in?
I had to come in because I'm driving a really fast car today and I couldn't not come in and then go drive the fast car. So, you know, I'm not at that level of sickness where I couldn't do the fast car and the work.
Yeah, all right, fair enough.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, but like you know, rest your throat and your...
Meh.
And stop spreading disease.
That's the big one.
Yeah, like in an enclosed room with five people. Yeah.
Well, it's only me and you here now, so...
Well, you like Sue sat there like with a scarf over her face all day.
I'm in you. I am in you now. So yeah, I'm 30 years old. There we go. No more talk about it. The Monday show will not be the Lucas 30 show. Hey, but come here. All right, we're not supposed to say this because it's not the time yet.
Yes.
Actually, it's 12:04. Boom. We'd like to thank almost 10,000 extra listeners for joining us over the past 3 months. It's incredible. So, hello, welcome.
Hello, new listeners.
Not to the podcast now, to the radio show.
Yeah.
The podcast is just going strong. But the radio show, we got 9,000 extra people listening every day, so thank you.
Thanks for still listening, for being there, and thanks to all the new people. Hello.
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 You look great. You're fab. Hello. Where are you from? We want to get to know you. So we're going to do like a getting to know you bit on Monday where we get the people that already listen to 98 to explain what the breakfast show is to the new people. So that's going to be interesting. I don't know what they're going to say. It'd be funny, like...
If you were to describe the breakfast show as a person, like the Big Breakfast...
Really? In my state?
Yeah, it should be fun. You're dosed up on flu drugs.
It's like a person with multiple personalities, I think. And it can dip into either gender, genre...
Yeah.
...or scientific knowledge. But it's not fully...
Functional.
...in any way.
Yeah.
So it's a dipping.
Potentially...
Yeah.
Potential.
Yeah, the potential there, all right. Yeah. Because we can talk about just about anything within the realms of what's appropriate in between those hours. And it's fine. It's fine. We're just having chats.
What time are you driving?
2:15.
Cool.
I don't know what to... I have to go down to H&M. Sorry, yeah. Get a polo neck and a brown blazer.
Are you allowed in H&M now that you're over 30?
Yeah.
Yeah?
35.
Okay.
Is the limit.
All right, okay. Cool.
Can't go to Top Man.
No, definitely not. Finch. Yeah.
Nike store? Can I go to Nike Adidas?
For sports gear, yeah, but not for... Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, excuse me. Bringing indigestion.
Okay. Well, look, enjoy the big breakfast there. I jumped off a high thing and we had some fun and Cooper surprised me with some things, so enjoy. Bye!
Subscribe! That was kind of scary.
98 FMs.
Little Mix, Woman Like Me on 98 FM. This is the Big Breakfast. It's 7:08. Good morning, Thursday morning. So, first aid's back in our tellies. Thanks be to God. Absolutely love this show. I'm a people watcher. I love watching people try to get to know each other. And first dates is the perfect thing for somebody who's into that type of weird voyeurism. It's not creepy at all. But we kind of get an insight into what people love and like. And especially find attractive to a potential partner. Joy, who's going to be on first dates tonight, loves the smell of... Well, I'll let her explain.
I've had relationships with men. I've had relationships with women. It's just I love the smell of a good man.
The smell of a good man. Go on, Joy.
What's the good man smell like?
Oh, delicious. I like somebody who's stylish. Tattoos are essential.
What about personality?
They should have one.
Okay, good. So personality, tattoos, and you must have that manly smell, whatever that is. Is a manly smell just like unwashed? It's like you smell like you've been chopping logs and working on an engine, or is that way too stereotypical? Best of luck to you, Joy. I hope you find your tattooed funny guy. Hey, Snow Patrol, you're all I have on 98 FM. Stream
98 FMs.
Zara Larsson, Roomy Life on 98FM. It's just 9 away from 8 a.m. Good morning, it's the Big Breakfast with Cooper and Luke. Good birthday boy, come on.
Hey, thank you.
Happy birthday.
I'm sorry, yeah. There's only so many times I can apologize for sounding like a goose. That's what I feel like, a goose.
A goose that had too much bread.
So I'm 30, yeah. I hit the big 3-0 last night at like 12 in the morning.
And you were probably still awake, dosed.
I was. I 100% was. Yeah. I didn't, yeah. But I said I had to come in. Do you know what I mean?
Well, let's hope we can cheer your day up, your birthdays, and maybe make you feel a little bit better. I've got something to play you, if that's all right.
Now, the last time you did this, Talia Heffernan walked in the door. And it was the best day of my whole life.
Yeah, and we've been trying to get Talia again, and I don't know what happened.
It's her fella.
She's
her fella.
She was out of it.
Yeah, she's gone out with someone.
All right, well, listen up. This is for you. Oh, for crying out loud.
Hey, look, don't worry, this man. Is, don't this worry. You just forgot to plug in your wire, which is just a really human
new.
Thing to do. Don't worry about it.
Hey man, it's Gav here. Just calling in to say happy birthday. I hope you have a good one with family and all the friends and all that stuff. See you, Luke, buddy. Aww. Happy birthday to Luke. Happy birthday to Luke.
Hey, you going now?
Gavin James.
Gavin James.
I love Gavin James.
I know.
He's the happiest man ever. Bar you, obviously.
Yeah. It's a ginger thing.
Is it?
Yeah, that's it. It's like we're both as happy as each other,
Thank
but
you.
He's more talented than I am.
I love that.
Obviously, because he's got like 1 billion streams on Spotify. But there you go. World famous Gavin James. Wishing you a happy birthday. You're welcome.
Thank you.
98FM's Big Breakfast.
So Talia coming in now, later?
Who?
Talia. I mean, Gavin James. Fantastic. Don't get me wrong. It's just, you know, Talia Heffernan. Same. We have the same birthday also. Don't know if you knew that.
She's away?
She's away, okay.
I'm going to say that, yeah.
Grant, I'll save you. €500, how much you could win in the next 10 minutes by playing 98FM's Greedy Guts. Just text your name, Greedy Guts. Thanks, Coop.
Hang on.
Is she coming in? Is she not?
Nah, that's not fair. Nah, come on.
Cooper and Luke with 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size. 98FM. Five questions. €500. It's time to play 98FM's Greedy Guts.
He's nearly transparent, bless him. He's sick on his birthday. Somebody else who's celebrating their birthday is playing Greedy Guts. Good morning, Rebecca.
Morning.
Good morning.
Happy birthday.
Yeah.
Thank you.
How old are you?
I'm 25 today.
You, that lucky yoke. You're rubbing it in now.
We were telling Luke that he's not allowed to go shopping in some shops anymore because he's too old.
Yeah. Can't go
into that.
Can't go into any of those places. What are they called? Top Man. Can't go to Top
You're
Man.
You're not allowed in there anymore.
Yeah.
Too old, yeah.
Security won't let you in. Simple as that. They'd be like, no, mate, you're too old.
You've done it right, Rebecca. You're playing with two other people in the car. Which is it?
Yeah.
Who's that?
I'm actually on a bus, but Des and Carrie.
Oh. On the bus?
On the bus? What bus are you on?
It's actually like a company bus. I work on it. So
company bus? Yeah. Private bus?
Yeah.
That's good. That's environmentally friendly. All right. Yeah. You know all the rules, don't you?
I do, yeah.
All right. It's very simple. Best of luck. Five questions. €500. Get one wrong.
And you're gone.
€25.
So Des and Carrie are there, which as well. All right.
Yeah.
Best of luck to all three of you. What is a silent first letter in the word gnome?
K.
Oh my god.
What?
Oh my god, what?
Oh no!
No, I'm so sorry, Rebecca. It's not K at all.
Oh no.
Oh, Rebecca, on your birthday and everything.
Yeah, it's okay. It's all right.
Oh, no. Okay.
It's fine, you know.
It's all good.
She's got her health in like you, so.
Hang on, no, we can't let this is. I'm so sorry, Rebecca. We have to move on to the next caller. But what you do is we're going to send you gig tickets, right? You can go see Dean Lewis, you and somebody else. You'll have to pick between Des and Carrie. You can go
Brilliant.
See in Vicar Street, 21st April.
Brilliant, thanks so much.
Go on, thank you.
Thank you.
Cheers, Rebecca, Bye. And happy birthday. Paul, good morning.
Morning, how are you?
I'm dying, but look, you, my friend, can get in here real quick. So, what's the first silent letter of the word gnome?
G.
That would be correct.
Perfect. Well done.
Not K.
No.
Okay.
Automatically move on.
Okay.
€50.
If you get this right, you can stop though.
Okay, fair enough.
Whose slogan is, how do you eat yours? How do you eat yours?
Jesus, could I have a clue?
Yeah, it's chocolate.
Comes around once a year.
Oh, cream egg.
Cream egg is correct. Oh, yeah. Oh my god.
Jeepers
is right, Paul.
Bite the top off and suck out the goo.
Calm down now.
All right, you got 50 euro. What do you want to do? Do you want to take that cash?
Sure. We'll move on, yeah.
Okay, all right.
100 euro.
Wow, that's a doozy, as somebody might say. Question three, 100 euro. Who presents the new channel? I'll start again. Who presents the new Channel 4 TV show, Flirty Dancing? I'm feeling generous, so I'll give you their second name, Banjo.
Ashley Banjo.
Ashley Banjo? How did you get that? Oh my god, that's correct, man. Yes.
I'm in the car with my girlfriend here, so she watches it a bit, so I think.
What's the girlfriend's name?
Anna.
Anna, right, Anna, congratulations. You've just won 100 euro. Paul hasn't at all.
100 euro. Yeah, so, that's it.
You can keep that 100 euro and the two of you can go on your merry way, or you can risk that 100 euro and go to the next question, which is worth 250 euro. What are you thinking?
Well, sure, I'll ask you, do you think you'd get this question, or do you think it's hard? Or?
You've already gotten, like, two clues, and you skipped the first question, Paul, so you can sing for your supper.
What category is it?
Can't tell you. Come on, Paul, live a little.
Yeah, go on.
Yeah.
Go on, I'll go for it.
250 euro.
In front of the missus and everything, here we go.
That's it.
Which of these is a bridge which crosses the River Liffey? The James Joyce Bridge, the Oscar Wilde Bridge, or the W.B. Yeats Bridge?
It's the James Joyce Bridge, there.
For 250 euro.
It is! Yes!
Chew on!
Yes!
How lucky are you feeling right now with the 250 euro?
I'm feeling good, my girlfriend's making me aware it's Valentine's next week, so.
It is, yeah. Hint,
that 250
hint.
Go bit, won't it?
It would. You could get a nice present for yourself with that on Valentine's, couldn't you?
Yeah, exactly.
Paul, you've gotten to this point, you're doing so well. The next question, you could double your money and get essentially half a grand.
I could lose it all too, though.
You get a weekend break away with that.
Go on, yeah. What do you think, Paul?
I think we're going to take it, actually, yeah.
Oh, you're going to take what?
We're going to take the cash, I think.
You're going to leg it?
We are, we're going to leg it, yeah.
One more time.
Yeah, we'll take the cash, too.
Yeah. Well done, Paul.
Thanks a million.
There you go. You skipped that first question and you got to 250. Have a fantastic Valentine's Day with the lady friend.
Cheers.
Thanks. Bye, Paul. See you. Bye, bye, bye.
That's a nice result. I like that. I felt sorry for the poor girl beforehand on her birthday, but she got tickets to go and see Dean Lewis.
Yeah. Going out in the first question doesn't happen a lot, but when it does, I always feel so bad.
No, if you didn't know by now, it is Luke's birthday today and he has turned 30. Happy birthday. And you've been doing things before you've turned 30, which is a bucket list. Mm-hmm. You did something yesterday, which was possibly the riskiest thing you've probably ever done.
Yeah, I'm going to say it was. We had to sign a lot of insurance waivers. Find out what that is in literally 3 minutes.
These girls allowed on 98FM's Big Breakfast. Good morning.
Cooper and Luke with 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size. 98FM.
Gidget's allowed, untouchable on 98FM. It's 8:18 on the Big Breakfast.
So this is it. This is the culmination of weeks of planning for when I turn 30, that we were going to do three big things to tick off some bucket lists. So the first one was suggested by a listener, Irene. She said, you should drive a big articulated lorry and try not to crash it.
You'd never done that before, had you?
No, and we did it. It was a great car. Second day, I wanted to go kite surfing. Couldn't do that. There was no wind, so we went land boarding around St. Anne's Park, which is essentially a motorised skateboard with a big wheel in the centre of it. That was great.
That's so much fun. And to try and describe it, it's very hard. You should see the video. It's amazing.
Yeah, that's up on 98FM's Instagram. And then, the big moment. Yesterday, we went to the Sport Ireland National Aquatic Centre to try and do their high dive. Now, if you've ever been and if you've ever seen pictures, I highly recommend you Google it. It is
so scary.
So we started off, you can't just go up to the 10 metres, it's not possible legally, and like we had to sign so many waivers and everything because you could really hurt yourself. Yeah. You land bad and you're screwed. So we started off nice and small.
5 metres.
This was like a warm-up thing. So you have to squeeze your glutes, says the trainer. Squeeze your glutes, keep your hands down, because if you have your hands out, you can really hurt the inside of your arms. It's all very, very sore. You have to have your chin up, not down, because again, you could wreck your chin. Your head gets flown back. The water's really deep, so you're never going to hit the bottom, which is bad, because you need to get up quickly.
Oh, you know.
So you're like, where's the bottom? Where's the bottom?
Because you used to just bouncing back up again.
Yes, yeah, 100%. Yeah. So that went well, and she said we could move on to
7 meters.
This is where it started to get dangerous, because if I fell sideways for any reason, or if my shoulder went up and hit my chin or something, it could really hurt it. You can strain a lot of your neck muscles. And she suggested, instead of just stepping off the board,
yeah,
I run and jump. So you got a 1, 2, up, bump. And the feeling is ridiculous. It's one of the weirdest, because it's instinctual not to jump off a really high thing.
Yeah.
But it's terrifying. So that went well. We did 2 test runs. Finally,
10 meters.
This was ridiculous. This was kind of silly. This was a moment I had to take to go, do I really want to do this? For the sake of a radio bit, do I want to jump off a high dive? I've no experience diving before. And it's just so high. Get up there and it's massive. There's a huge plank. It's not like a small thing, or it's all solid. It looks very serious. You could see everybody off in the distance. Cooper, you were like way away. Yeah. Your lant
was tiny. To kind of get an idea of the height of it, it looks like, you know, like Liberty Hall, just past O'Connell Bridge there, the big skyscraper. It looks like it's 50 times the height of that. Yeah, but it's 10 metres, but it looks the height of that.
So it took me 3 attempts. I had to like walk to the edge and then, no, didn't do it. Walked, no, mm-mm. But finally, 1, 2, 3, jumped. And that is honestly the highest I've ever jumped into the water. And it was totally terrifying. And it was, you want to go again? No, hell no. I did it. So we had a film crew there. So we will post the video on 98FM's Instagram if you want to have a look with me with no clothes on. And, you know, it was great crack.
Congratulations, by the way. That was amazing.
Thank you. Cheers.
I don't know how the hell you did it, but
you then,
Kahunas of Steel what?
You then went up after me to see, because you're afraid of heights.
Yeah.
It was very, very funny.
10 meters
is how high you went up.
Yeah.
And I want to hear the footage in about 5 minutes of you freaking out.
98FM's Big Breakfast.
Well, that's not fair.
Ah, come on. You were crawling along the top of the yoke. So we'll play that for you about 5 minutes.
Picture this, one drink on the way next on the Big Breakfast.
Cooper and Luke with 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size.
98FM. Sam Smith, Dancing with Strangers on 98FM. It's 20 to 9 on the Big Breakfast with Cooper and Luke. Good morning.
Good morning. Sorry, I'm taking drugs here. Here we go. As in paracetamol.
Yeah. It's nothing worse than being sick on your birthday. And also, you were starting to get that kind of dose yesterday when you went diving off diving boards.
Ridiculous. I don't know whose idea was it to make a sick person go dive off a diving board in a swimming pool. Suzanne Brennan. You flip. But what was even more entertaining was watching you, after I'd done it, go up and just have a look at the 10 metre high diving board.
There's no sides. There's a drop either side in the back and the front. Who does that? Who goes up there and then jumps off it? You did, obviously, but
high divers. So we have a recording of you up there, which I think is
what?
Flipping hilarious.
My legs are shaking already. Oh, wow. No way.
You can do it.
I'm not going as far as there.
Just to the end of the pole.
No. No way. Nope. Nope. No way.
Come on,
no.
The end.
No. No. Fair play, Luke. Good luck to you.
I'm not doing it.
No.
I love that you can hear Suze in the background going, go on, Steve.
Come on.
Suze is up at the edge of the thing, jumping up and down. Come on, it's safe. You'll be fine.
Well, look, after me doing all that stuff, it's up to you now. We gotta find something for you to do, push the limits with you, man.
It's gonna be a long time before I turn 30, though.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
98FM's Big Breakfast.
Oh, Oh, shush, will you? Hang on, everything is breaking on me. You're listening to The Big Breakfast with Witcher till 10 o'clock. Music on the way.
Florence and Machine with Calvin Harris Spectrum on 98FM's Big Breakfast.
Cooper and Luke with 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size.
98FM. Calvin Harris and Florence and the Machine Spectrum on 98FM. It's coming up to 10 to 9 on The Big Breakfast. Go, Luke. It's your birthday. We're going to party like it's your birthday.
You can't keep mentioning it's my birthday because you're going to get given out to by everyone for saying, stop mentioning it's your birthday. But I am 30, yeah, I know, yeah. I don't know if I said it.
We have a little special thing for you right now.
Another special thing.
Another special thing. So we had a Gavin James, hey, you're doing happy birthday. And it was lovely. And now, this for you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. And you are a jolly good fella, Luke.
It's all downhill from here.
Happy birthday to
happy
you.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, dear Luke.
Happy birthday to you.
Birthday.
Hey.
Happy birthday, Lukey.
What's up?
Lukey, it's your birthday. God bless you this day.
Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday. Happy birthday, Lukey. Yeah.
Happy birthday, Luke, and welcome to the privileged club of what is known as the 30s.
Happy birthday to you.
Sana halwa, ya Luke. Sana halwa, ya jameel.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to Luke.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Already.
There we go.
There you go.
Happy birthday.
Ah, that's cute. With all our traffic updaters.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know what half of those were. Thank you so much. Well, I want to know what Stephen Siraj was saying.
I don't know what language it was.
Whatever language it was cool. Thank you so much. You're very cute. Thank you, Coop.
It's all right. Sue's organized it.
Okay, thank you.
98 FM's.
Cool.
Heads or tails is what we're playing this morning, and you're up against a listener.
Darren, good morning, pal.
Morning, lads.
How are you?
I'm good. I don't know if I should talk for long, because I don't get slagged about all my long WhatsApps.
You do.
So I'm going to keep it short and sweet.
You do. Darren is a traffic WhatsApp updater here at 98FM, and he sends the longest WhatsApps we have ever. Sometimes we have to put an extra song in to play while we're listening to your WhatsApps, just to see if you say anything good. It's incredible. Well, best of luck, pal.
I think you do it just to fill up time.
Yeah, that too. All right. It's heads or tails. What's the rules?
You've got to tell me if it's a head or a tail. Head meaning true. Tail meaning it's all been made up.
Okay. I'll go first so Darren knows how to play.
Okay.
All right.
Puff Daddy, father of two, inflates bouncy castle using only his lungs.
Why? Why does he say dad of two?
They're saying Puff Daddy isn't like, hey, Puff Daddy, he's a father of two, and he's puffing the bouncy castles.
Is anybody else confused?
It's not actually Puff Daddy.
Oh, sorry. I was just assumed you were talking about Puff P. Diddy. Sorry, that threw me completely.
Ladies and gentlemen, don't take cold medicine when you're on the radio anymore.
I'm going to say, I like it because there's a pun in there, so I'm going to say it's true.
Now it's a tail.
Ah, come on. That was a trick. You tricked me.
Sorry.
Not cool. All right, Darren, so you figured out how to play, yeah?
Yep.
All right, here you go. Here's your one.
Police take a selfie with drunk man in bed so he can remember how he got home.
I wanted to be true, but I think it's a tail.
He thinks it's a tail.
I think it's a tail. It's a head.
Oh, it actually happened.
Yeah, it's a story from Australia where the police kindly helped somebody who had a little bit too much party, got home to make sure how he knew he got home, took a selfie on his phone and left him be.
All right. Yeah, too much party. Darren, you are tied with me because we both have zero. So
that's fine. I think both of us are sick, so it's fine.
Yeah, we'll go with one more, right? And we'll both guess it, and we'll see who comes out on top.
Toddler gets lost in the woods and hangs out with a bear for 3 days.
What do you think, Darren?
I think that's a head, but I have to let you win, so you got to pick.
Why do you have to let Luke win?
Because it's your birthday.
Don't mind that.
He's not six, Darren.
Don't mind that.
I want you to win, so I'm going to say it's a tail. Ha!
So what are you saying, Darren?
He said it's fake. It's not. Or
I'm
it is
saying
true.
It's a head.
Okay.
He's saying it's a head.
Darren is right.
Yes. Boom. Congratulations, Darren. We're going to send you a movie pass at IMC Cinemas. How about that?
Legend. Thanks, lads.
Thank you. Go on, have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Cooper and Luke with 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size.
98FM's Gossip, according to Luke.
Here we go.
With itsforwomen.ie, where over 130,000 women in Ireland found their perfect car insurance partner.
All right, it's 98FM's Big Breakfast. Welcome to the show, Funny Man Garrod Fairley.
Well, hello, Luke. I love your new do.
Thank you. I got a midlife crisis at age 29.
I saw it on Instagram and I thought Luke's had a breakdown.
A little bit.
Poor yeah. Luke.
So you got a load of new dates actually on the way. So you got, you're in Bray then, Comedy Festival 17th of February, Axis in Ballymun on the 10th of May, and then you're probably going around Galway, Wexford, Waterford, those type of places, I'd say, aren't you?
Yep, I'm actually putting it around the whole country at the moment. Yeah, these are extended dates from, I did a little tour last year and then that went well. So unfortunately that means I've got to do more.
Right.
So I'm on tour with Neil Delamere as well at the moment, so we're kind of weaving the two around each other.
You two are busy mates, are you?
Yeah, we're good pals. Well, you see, we've been travelling around in his car for, I'd say, the guts of 7 years. The only time we really fight is when I do the driving.
Cute.
Yeah, I'm not good. No. I stay under the speed limit. I keep it very casual. I have an audio book on. It's all a lovely experience, and Delamere likes to get home.
Surely you have 98FM on. There's no audio book.
Yeah, true. Okay, yeah. Fair enough. You got me.
Man, it's a weird way of earning money. In many ways, because again, I was talking to my daughter about comedians and stuff. Because I don't know why, but I said, you know, so he goes up on the stage or on the TV or in the radio, and he says things that make people laugh, and he gets paid for it. And when you break it down like that, it kind of doesn't really work.
I can just imagine what your daughter said there. That is the stupidest way to make a living. And you know what? She's right. Yeah. She's absolutely right.
Was there a moment a couple of years back when you said, okay, I'm leaving all of that normal stuff behind me, all that degree and all that job.
Yeah.
You know, do I have a side job during the week and I'm a comedian on the weekend? I'm now a full-time comedian. When was that moment?
That was all about the numbers.
Well, yeah.
That was when you're just looking at, I'm earning this from this job, I'm earning this from this job, and then you go, okay, I can do without this one.
Right. Big moment.
Yeah, it was a big moment. And I took a redundancy from work. Like, they were offering redundancy and I was like, yeah, go on, go, jump. So I just did. And now I didn't take any time off. That's the problem when you're self-employed. And anyone that's self-employed will tell you that, is that you just pack the diary out and then you realise, you know, a year in, I haven't had a break and I don't know how long.
Wow.
But yeah, I mean, I'm not saying I'll never be in another job. I'm not sure if this is the best way to promote a gig going.
Don't worry about it. He can't see himself.
I can't see myself doing this full time. So what you should do is you should definitely get to this one.
Yeah, because he won't be gone for much longer.
But it's gas because when I was working, the stuff that I was doing was ridiculous. Like, I mean, I really should have quit that job a long time ago. Well, I mean, I made a series with PJ Gallagher and we used to film my bits after 4:30 in the evening because I could leave work at 4 and then I'd go straight to wherever we were filming and film it. I remember when we did the DVD cover, when that was released, I went on my lunch break over to do the photo shoot for that. So, like, it was always... I should have quit it long before then.
Defo. Yeah, well... I think at least you're self-aware. You get some people just keep going.
No, I'm just going to keep going. Everything's still funny about the war, right?
No. Well, rent needs to be paid.
Yeah.
Yeah. So as soon as the number drops, I'll be working in the shop.
Your gigs. One more time for people saying, hey, I like the sound of that guy.
I like the cut of his jib.
I want to go see him on stage. Bray Comedy Festival, 17th of February, and then Axis in Ballymun, the 10th of May. And then you'll be all around the place. If you listen to this on an app, for instance, in Scotland, he's actually going to be performing quite near you. Do you know where in Scotland?
Yes, I'm at the Stand Comedy Club in Edinburgh and then in Glasgow. Wow. And then I'm at the Newcastle Stand as well.
Amazing.
In the end of April.
Garrod Fairley. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Luke. Pow. Love the hair. 98
98 FM's.